Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
Got ghosts? It's spooky season. You want somebody to come over and prove what you already know? Like you got stuff that's flying across a room. Or little signs all over the place and you tell people and they're like, oh, you're being crank. That doesn't even exist. Oh, we can help you prove them wrong. And we've done it for years.
Yeah. Our paranormal investigators of Georgia want to help you out in determining whether or not your home is haunted. So they have these things called EVPs, electronic voice phenomenons. So our friends will come in and they will set up their stuff. They have cameras. They have audio. They do the whole thing. And they'll do some research on your home as well. And then afterwards, they listen back and watch all that video. And 9 times out of 10... they walk away with something proving your home is haunted.
But we got to get them into your house because you got Halloween right around the corner and we love to play these right before Halloween. Like, if you haven't heard this before, here's a couple of examples right here.
So this is from an investigation and this was just picked up a voice, disembodied voice. Here we go.
What kind of bird is this? 1 o'clock in the morning.
Not that. That whisper.
Yeah, you talked over it. Yep. Do it again.
Where are y'all going?
What kind of bird is this? 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh! That's a ghost.
Yeah. And then they've done investigations where evidently there are dogs in the ghost world. There was no dog.
There was no dog present.
That's more terrifying. The animals and the babies, like the young kids, is more terrifying. Okay, so if you have activity going on in your house and you'd love for them to come on in and prove it to you, we'll play the sounds for you on the show.
Y'all, we have got a couple lined up already. There's one I am so excited about. This house is a pre-Civil War house, and it looks like a house out of The Conjuring. It is going to be amazing. I think that one's going to be on our Halloween show.
So you're looking at it and you're saying, oh, I don't even need to send anybody over. That's the scariest house in Jersey.
This guy haunted written all over.
All right, so if you got a house like that and you want to reach out to us, hit us at thebirdshow.com. All right, Katie, not feeling your best mental self the last couple of weeks.
No, not at all. I've been in this blah zone.
Like a funk.
Yeah, and I don't know how to explain it because in life, it's like there's nothing really wrong going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm blessed to wake up and see another day type of thing. But I've been in this funk where I will just come home. I've been taking longer naps than my 4-hour naps. They've been like 6 hours.
Well, not to
staying
be
in the bed.
Not to be a Debbie Downer. Some might call that depression.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, and one, you could be in a funk, or let's be honest, it could be a little more serious, and you could find yourself in a depressive state, and you could be dealing with depression.
And for some reason, I just can't bring myself to ever use that word. I'm like, oh, depression. I get, like, afraid of it, like, saying that, even if that's what I've been going through.
How long has this sadness been going on?
Months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the day marker is to go pass over from sad to depression, but that's a long time to be unhappy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've also found myself becoming more frustrated in different areas of like my life, more frustrated with friends, more frustrated with family over little things, but those little things will build up to this huge frustration. And I reached a point where I was like, Katie, I got to go to like a rage room or something and like just let this all out. Right. But unfortunately, I haven't been able to find the right rage room to do that. So I just keep it pent up inside and just, all right.
Which is super healthy.
Yeah.
That's the best way to go, right?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So it just builds and builds, though. But now I was like, you know, I can just deal with it eventually. And one night I had a dream. And in this dream, it felt like it was real. I didn't even realize it was a dream until I woke up. And I went off on one of my best friends in this dream. But when I went off on her, I was expressing everything that I had a problem with. It wasn't even like a problem with her. It was like everything in my life. Like I was just like shouting it in this dream and all the rage and just letting all that rage out. And I felt all that anger and frustration. And then I woke up and I was like, wait, that was a dream?
Mm.
But when I woke up, I felt a relief.
You felt like, lighter?
So much lighter. And I'm like, how is this possible? I just woke up and then everything was like back to normal. It was sunny. It was no longer a cloud over me. It was just, okay, Katie, we got this.
So it was just like this?
Yeah. And I felt weird about that, but then I'm also happy.
So you were able, because the dream felt so real to you, that when you like exercise those demons, so to say, in your dream, and you got all of that pent up aggression and rage and anger out, you woke up and you felt like that was your release. That's the release you needed. And so ever since that's happened, you've been able to walk every day feeling better.
Yes. Ever since that dream.
Don't question it.
No, I wouldn't question it either.
Don't question it at all. But that dream just took you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And it just, I was like, okay, Katie. Huh.
It's a hell of a lot.
Maybe dreams can help you.
Hell of a lot cheaper than a therapist, but if you're feeling okay, all right, move on. Nothing to see here.
Cinderella always said a dream is a wish your heart makes.
Right.
And you just wish to get some anger out, man.
Good for you.
Yep.
All right. All those seasons pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Burt Show.